Rockstar. I feel like you've been very confused about our show. I feel so bad.
I feel so socially accepted.
I feel awful.
I feel like someone set me on fire.
I feel like a fat princess.
I feel like one of the Kennedys.
Oh. This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And here we go. Good evening, everybody. It is the Drex Radio Show, and it is 7:07. And the controversy will not calm down over Brian Williams. And, you know, last night, I was on the fence, and I'm kind of on the fence here today as far as what should happen. You know, my view is kind of changing, and I can tell you this, it seems to me like everybody at NBC seems to be throwing them under the bus, and you know it's getting bad when ABC is jumping in. Check this out. So, first of all, NBC is going to investigate internally, so they say, about Brian Williams for his alleged lying, you know, and dodging danger while reporting in Iraq. And the head of NBC's investigative unit will be doing a 2020 on him, breathing down his neck. So, and you know it's bad when ABC has a secret task force lined up. They're coming at him. It's turn us on the furnace. Faux show. It's getting hot in here. So hot in here. Yes, so I'll take off all my clothes. Yeah, it is. So where are you at with this today? And I'll tell you the spin here. 80-80-810 is the number. 80-80-810. Is your opinion changing, or you still where you were with this yesterday for his apology? Because the future is developing as we sit here, as you sit in traffic, you're sitting at home, whatever you're doing, as I sit in the studio. And I'm sure Katie Couric is ready to go. She's ready to flow. She's had enough of the Yahoo experience. And so, you know, it begs to ask the question, do you get to change your mind? Does NBC get to change their mind? Yesterday, I was like, oh, you know, I think that let's all get over it. Of course, I'm sure that Team NBC is hoping for a huge story to break this weekend that will kind of make this all go away. Just like the rain is now. Let's make it all go away. 80-80-810 is the number. So, you know, first of all, two things. Where I was yesterday was I was still with Brian. I was not willing to throw him under the bus because I heard the interview before I came in yesterday afternoon with Rich Krell. He's the piloted helicopter that Brian Williams was flying in that day. You know, the three helicopters were in formation, not four. And although the helicopter in front of Williams was hit by the grenade, Krell said that all three aircraft were hit by small arms fire. Now, I heard that interview on CNN, and I'm thinking, well, you know, and sure enough, the pilot said, and some electronics went out, and, you know, an AK-47 could still do a lot of damage, and we knew that we were taking hits, and we were firing back, and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, well, the fog of war, okay. Well, you know, so he embellished a little bit. What the hell? And I didn't see it as a big deal. Now, here's the problem. And this guy said this yesterday in the interview. After a while, with combat stories, you just go whatever, so said Krell on CNN yesterday. This morning, they had to retract the whole story, CNN did, because he said he's changed his mind, or he's actually said he didn't change his mind. He said the nightmares of Iraq have resurfaced, and he no longer stands by his story. And so he's saying, you know, he takes it back, which makes it a very, very stickier situation for Brian Williams, the anchor of the NBC Nightly News. And, you know, he's supposed to be the most trusted man in America. Do you still trust him? Do you? Well, I'll tell you what makes it a little bit worse here for me to decide tonight is the sound that you're going to hear from Katrina. And you thought George Bush was bad during Katrina. Well, yeah, he really was. But really, the Brian Williams story is one thing. And then now there's the Hurricane Katrina. And it's a hurricane of his own. NBC Nightly News anchor is now under review for exaggerating or, you know, gripping this coverage of Hurricane Katrina. And they're just going at him. And he really does embellish this. I'll let you hear and you can decide. Here he is recollecting the bodies outside the window.
And when I was down there, I used to be a firefighter, volunteer firefighter in New Jersey. I was wearing the boots that I've owned since 1976. I had them pulled up as waiters. When you look out of your hotel room window in the French Quarter and watch a man float by face down, when you see bodies that you last saw in Banda Aceh, Indonesia, and swore to yourself that you would never see in your country, I beat that storm. I was there before it arrived. I wrote it out with people who later died in the Superdome.
Well, and now people are saying that, you know, that's not true either. There weren't bodies floating by where he was at the Ritz-Carlton in the French Quarter. And that's a lie and an embellishment, allegedly. And then he is recollecting his Superdome experience if the people were good enough. Go ahead, Blade. Let's hear this one.
We closed the doors behind us. They allowed our camera crew out because I had to anchor nightly news that Monday night. And I looked back on that dome. Those people hadn't been told anything. They hadn't been given anything. No announcements. They weren't somehow good enough. And isn't that maybe the caption on Katrina? They weren't somehow good enough.
And then this recollection of dysentery.
My week, 2 weeks there was not helped by the fact that I accidentally ingested some of the flood water. I became very sick with dysentery. Our hotel was overrun with gangs. I was rescued in the stairwell of a five-star hotel in New Orleans by a young police officer. We are friends to this day. And it just was, I look back at total agony. We were experiencing the least of it. We were able eventually to get supplies.
And so the story goes today that the New Orleans city health director says that he saw a lot of people with cuts and bruises and didn't recall a single solitary case of gastritis during Katrina or in the whole month afterwards. So he would be the only person. So I mean, you know, yesterday, and I'm going to let you decide, and we're going to take a break, and I want to take your calls on this. You know, this makes it a little bit harder. It is getting a little bit warmer now, isn't it? 80-80-810 is the number. Wait till you hear what they said on The View this morning. I'll let you hear this, because it'll be real easy for you to decide. Are you going to be on Team Whoopi or Team Rosie? So let's take a break, and we will be back, and, you know, and let's chat about it. 80-80-810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show. And good evening, everybody. You are listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Coming up, we're getting to the Benjamin Button Bad Boy Haircut Barber, along with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. And let's see whether you're with Kimmel or you're with Fallon. And first, we're going to be getting back to Brian Williams for a second. And, well, should he stay or should he go? You know, there is a clash. Katie Couric is swimming in the water, ladies and gentlemen. She's a shark, and she wants that gig. She was supposed to be the global front person for Yahoo, and that's not working out because she's not landing all the big interviews. I don't know who's watching. But nonetheless, let's go to Greg in San Francisco. You're on the Drex Radio Show. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me have my say here. But first of all, I haven't heard these clips, these ones you just played with Mr. Williams. But I got to say, right off the top of my head, it's clearly overly dramatic, and he's trying to... You know, he's trying to make it more dramatic than it really was and embellish. But when you mentioned Katrina, what I remember about Katrina is how incompetent our government was. And the person that was heading FEMA, Mike Brown, is got to be the father of all embellishments, because nothing that he put on his resume was true. He was not qualified to do the job. And as the days unfolded down there in New Orleans, we found out just how big a boob he was. And I think the focus is being put on Mr. Williams, although it is deserved. I just don't think we want to hear about the lies and embellishment that comes out of Washington, D.C., and that's just my opinion. But
Yes, well, you know, and we truly all remember what a disaster it was, and I thank you very much for the call, and have a good weekend. But, you know, let's say what it was. I mean, you have to remember with George W. Bush and even Kanye West, it was George Bush doesn't like black people, if you recall. Okay, let's see here. Okay, thank you very much. My screen is locked here, and I can't go to the next call. All right. Let's put that down, and let's move on. So what I want to play for you next is very interesting. This is from The View this morning. And they were going at it on The View. And, of course, they always do. First, let's hear Rosie talking about Brian Williams.
Say, there's a great documentary called The Woman Who Wasn't There about a woman who pretended to be in the Twin
9/11.
Towers.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh.
So it's a little bit like, you know, I think you would know if you were in a helicopter that was actually hit by a missile. So I don't think he didn't remember that. I think he fabricated that story. And the apology seemed a little oddly circuitous.
And so are you on with Team Rosie or are you with Whoopi? Let's hear Whoopi. Because, you know, she says that she makes stuff up sometimes.
Here's how that could happen, and I'm just saying. Okay, so now he says, you know, when he first told the story as it happened. And every time he told it again, it got more exciting. It was more this, it was more that. And by the time he was finished, he was on the helicopter. People forget themselves. They get all wrapped up in their story, and sometimes, you know, what is the word? Not lying.
Embellishing.
No, it's not. Embellishing.
Embellishing
the word. Yeah. Well, there before the grace of God go I, because I've done this. I have embellished
did you
stuff
love
and that I've had to take back. So I get how it can happen. I I'm not perfect. I don't remember everything, and I make stuff up sometimes.
Well, there you have it. And, I mean, she pretty much nailed it. And so, you know, that makes me still want to think in my head, well, we can get over it and we can get beyond it and this, that, and the other. On the other hand, people are ready to say, should I stay or should I go? He should have already been gone. He should have resigned. And that's what he should do. On Monday, there should be a resignation. David, are you there?
You know, I am, and it reminds me of when I was in the Peloponnesian War, and the onslaught that was coming in from the east was really dramatic. What I was really more interested in is the producers of his show.
Oh, they're not having it, and they don't like him. You know, we're hearing all these stories that, you know, goodbye and good riddance. Now, I'm not sure if that's totally true.
I mean, there are so many layers of scandal right now that are tearing apart this country. I mean, when you look at the LIBOR scandal, when you think of the savings and loan and how scandal of the 80s and how it decimated the country and nothing
Certainly.
Got done with it, and then the subprime looted the nation and nothing got done with it. Now the LIBOR is said to be $550 trillion, and Brian Williams has done nothing with that either. So, here's a guy.
He's a storyteller. He's a storyteller, and he's a news guy. I mean, what do you think about this, David? The fact that with a 24/7 news cycle, you know, you have to be a storyteller, and you have to stretch one's imagination. All of the cable news channels do it. Everybody does.
Well, if everybody's lying, that gets into, I don't know if you remember this, back in the 90s, I believe there was a lawsuit back based in Florida, and they basically were suing Fox News because Fox News was claiming they had the right to lie on the news, and the courts backed them up.
Surprise. Yes, thank you. I do appreciate your call. Thank you, and have a good weekend. All right. So, are you on Team Whoopi or are you on Team Rosie? 8810 is the number. Let's go to Ed in Palo Alto. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Yes, I just wanted to know, who do you think is going to replace Brian Williams?
Well, Katie Couric, as I said, is circling the waters. And I also think that should he resign, if that's what he wants to do, and you know they're going to give him that option. They're not going to just say we fired him. I don't think so. They will give him an opportunity to resign. I'm thinking Lester Holt. I know he's considered more of a cable guy, but you know why not? There's also Matt Lauer, or Savannah Guthrie, or there's Katie Couric. They can bring her back because you know she wants to get back in the big leagues. What do you think?
I think Katie Couric. I think she's she's had the experience, of course, also.
Well, and thank you very much. And she would like to do it, I can tell you that. John in San Jose, thank you for listening to the Drex Radio Show. You're on KGO.
Hi. Well, thank you very much for picking up my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
I think we're missing a point here. Whoopi Goldberg is an entertainer. The View is an entertainment show.
Sure.
And Brian Williams I don't care for him either way. I mean, I'm not for him. I'm not against him. But the thing is that Brian Williams is a news anchor. I think the whole country is beginning to forget that we're getting the news is supposed to be real. It's supposed to be unbiased. It's supposed to be the heart, the real news.
That's the way it was. But let's go to Fox News, for example. That's, you know, talk about, you know, conflating everything.
Well, you just said it a few seconds ago. You have the 24-hour cable news networks. There's only so much news that these guys can get their hands on, even though we all know that's not true. There's millions of things happening every second throughout the whole world. The whole world is not just the United States.
No.
Right?
Well, no. And, of course, if you go outside of this country, anybody in the world will tell you, thank you for the call. You know, this is your problem, America. You're all about yourself. And please stay out of our business. Okay. 8810 is the number. Team Whoopi, Team Rosie. Should he stay or should he go? And coming up, we get to the Benjamin Button bad boy haircut barber. Oh, my goodness, what a mess that is. And the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show right on here, right here. It's getting hot in here, for sure, with the KGO 810. Well, they're about to kick him to the curb. Yes, they're hanging about to dry. NBC News anchor Brian Williams. And, you know, today they're laying into him like, it's relentless with the recalling and reporting and embellishment of one of the most compelling narratives of a generation, with the worst natural disaster that happened with Hurricane Katrina in American history, and saying that, wow, you know, that narrative was out of order as well. And by the way, he's coming up on the 10-year anniversary. Oh, well, hold on a second.
Trust. It's a thing that you build slowly, over time. It can happen during the big moments, but more often, it's the day-to-day things. Like telling 20 million people that you were in a helicopter which was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. And then taking it back by saying you made a mistake. As if you just left out some punctuation or misspelled a word. Trust. It's hard to get. And even harder to get back. Brian Williams. He's been there. At least, that's what he says. 10 years with the NBC Nightly News. But strangely, we don't seem to have any record of it.
Yeah, yes. Where is that extension for his contract? We'll see on Monday now, won't we? So, and by the way, if you missed it, 8080810 is the number. And are you on Team Whoopi or Team Rosie? Rosie says this is as bad as the Lance Armstrong thing. And, you know, Whoopi isn't having any of it, really. Here's what she said.
Here's how that could happen, and I'm just saying. Okay, so now he says, you know, when he first told the story, he told the story as it happened. And every time he told it again, it got more exciting. It was more this, it was more that. And by the time he was finished, he was on the helicopter. People forget themselves. They forget all wrapped up in their story, and sometimes, you know, what is the word? Not lying.
There
before the grace of God go I, because I've done this. I have embellished stuff and that I've had to take back. So I get how it can happen. I'm not perfect. I don't remember everything, and I make stuff up sometimes.
Yeah, and it's really hard. I mean, it's a hard pill to swallow because I love Brian Williams as well. I mean, he's always my favorite. He always has been for the last decade, for sure, and before that, Brokaw. And, you know, people are going back and forth with Brokaw. 8080810 is the number. You know, whose side are you on here? What should he do? You know, people are saying that Brokaw said he should go, but Brokaw also says, you know, hey, I step back. They can decide. NBC will decide what to do. Let's go to the phones here, and you're listening to the Drex Radio Show at 8080810 is the phone number. Let's talk to Summer. Thank you very much for holding.
Yeah, hi. I think everybody just needs to get over it and move on. He's a person. He makes mistakes just like everybody else. And I challenge anybody who is in a situation as such to recall every event perfectly. When you have so much stimuli and so much traumatic events occurring back to back, your brain will fill in gaps. And you'll try to recall it to the best of your ability. In terms of the Katrina incident, don't really know how he magically caught some disease that nobody else did, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, I mean, you know, they're trying to add on. And this is why ABC is getting in the mix, and they're sending out their investigators, and NBC is doing their own internal investigation. And, you know.
If you are not there to witness something with your own eyes, hear it with your own ears, and relay it to other people with your own mouth, then you know what? Shame on you for putting your faith entirely in one person to deliver you the truth each and every time. If you're not there, then take it with a grain of salt.
All right. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So we'll see on Monday. We'll see what happens. You know, as you're getting all cozy over the weekend, as we let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, we will see what happens. It is now, let's see here, 7:41 on the Drex Radio Show. So we got seven more days until the 50 Shades of Grey, 8 more days till Valentine's Day. Speaking of New Orleans, 11 more days till Mardi Gras, and 30 more days. We've got another month until daylight savings time. I'll tell you what I want to go to now, in case you didn't hear this. Now, there is this barber in Atlanta who's come up with this way to help parents punish their sons if they misbehave. He cuts their hair so they look like a balding. I would want to bald this guy right out of the room, personally, but a balding old man. Basically, he makes them, you know, look like they have male pattern baldness. His name is Russell Frederick, and the name of his shop is, well, whatever, it's A1 Kutz, but he's providing the service for free. You take your bad boy down there, and he'll give you, like, the Benjamin Button haircut special. Like the Brad Pitt movie. And, you know, he said he tested out his own 12-year-old son last year and instantly started getting better behavior out of the boy. And the kid got much better grades. You know, and I ask you, I think that it's the scarlet letter on a kid, and it's kid shaming. I mean, that's really what this is. I'll let you hear the cut, and, you know, once again, we'll distort, and you decide. And I tell you, I just think that, well, we'll discuss it in a second. Take a listen, and then I'll take your calls at 80-8810 when it comes to kid shaming. Take a listen to this.
I did a cut on my son a couple of months ago when he was acting up in school, and I told him I'd get more creative with the cut. You got to be creative with your discipline. You can't touch him for fear of the police and law enforcement getting involved. I don't whoop my kids, so it's just like that was the way I chose to discipline him at the time. My son, his grades came up dramatically. He doesn't want that cut.
I don't think so.
I think it worked very well.
With all the backlash with corporal punishment and everything going on, it's kind of like taking a lot of the power away from parents.
I think that's fitting, rather than them beating the kid and abusing them. I'm pretty sure he'll behave himself right now.
Oh, my goodness. Really? I mean, yeah, please don't beat your kids. But, you know, I mean, by the way, Adrian Peterson from the Minnesota Vikings was in court today, allegedly accused of taking a switch to his 4-year-old. I mean, you know, with that suspension with the NFL, this, that, and the other, that's really awful. But what do you think about this? 80-80-810. What about kid shaming? Does that really work? I mean, here's the thing. You spank. There's a little spank. Well, that's over. That's in a private moment. That's in your personal, it's your family, it's your home. You know. And by the way, the Pope says today that it's okay to spank. Spank them real good. No, not real good, but you know what I'm saying. So the Pope came out today. So what do you think? I mean, you know, the spanking, or here's my problem with this, is he's got to go to school. The haircut of making him look bald will last a month. Can you imagine being 12 years old and being subjected to that? My God. Talk about emotional damage. I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible. I think it's horrific. I think kid shaming is a horrible thing to do. If you're going to punish them, get on with it, and you do it as a parent. You know, making this kid walk around and be chastised and teased and ridiculed for a month until it grows back, or a month and a half, it's unconscionable. It's an unconscionable thing. I'm blown away that people think this is a good idea. You know, well, it's better than beating the kid. Really? And are you down with Pope Francis telling parents spanking's all right when disciplining? Oh, Pope says spank them. You know, is this going to break up the, I don't know, some people saying the bratty, narcissistic generation that sits in front of us? I don't really. I'll tell you what, I'm not down with the haircut and kid shaming. So which one do you think works better, kid shaming or the spanking? What the hell? 808810 is the number. Please call now. We will talk to you in just a second. Good evening. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, the late night, late show wrap up on the way. But first, this barber.
I did a cut on my son a couple of months ago when he was acting up in school. And I told him I'd get more creative with the cut. You got to be creative with your discipline. You can't touch him for fear of the police and law enforcement getting involved. I don't whoop my kids, so it's just like that was the way I chose to discipline him at the time. My son, his grades came up dramatically. Because he doesn't want that cut. I think it worked very well.
With all the backlash with corporal punishment and everything going on, it's kind of like taking a lot of the power away from parents.
I think that's fitting, rather than them beating the kid and abusing them. I'm pretty sure he'll behave himself right now.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's kid shaming, and I think it's a scarlet letter thing, and I think that it's a bad idea. You know, so when his 12-year-old acts up, he basically looks like him, makes the kid look like he's an old man, gives him the Benjamin Button haircut, and looks like he has male pattern baldness, and he's got to put up with that for a month. Wow. And today, the Pope says, you know, go ahead and just spank your kids. So where do you lie with this? Here's the number to the Drex Radio Show, 808810. Let's go to Jess.
The backwards South once again. I've got two comments. First of all, why the sexism? If it's okay or not okay for boys, why are we making it about boys? Why isn't it about children? What's the difference between boys and girls?
Well, you know what? Great point, Jess. Let me say this. Would you dare do this to your daughter?
I wouldn't do it to anyone.
Well, absolutely.
Male, female, the adult child. And my other comment is, anybody naive and stupid and lazy-minded enough to give a damn what some religious leader says, you know, deserves their fate. I mean, you know, grow up, people.
Well, now, you know, the Pope saying today, I mean, one does not have anything to do with the other. It's just sort of coincidence. No, the Pope wasn't responding to what the guy in Atlanta is doing, you know, with the kid shaming.
It's not an either or.
The kid shaming.
Spank him or shave him.
No.
And who gives a damn what the Pope says? I don't care what the Pope says any more than I give a damn what some I-man says.
Well, exactly. And especially, well, I agree with you in light of what's happened.
I quit reporting on the Pope. No, almost. It's irrelevant.
It goes back to the beginning of the week.
With Catholics, it's irrelevant. I mean,
But the archdiocese was going on at the beginning of the week with the all of these exclusion things of no masturbation, no adultery, and
going to
hell, and don't be gay, and all of these things, you know. But yes, there's always talking to your kids and talking through it.
Isn't it time for the parents to mature enough to ignore the Pope, for instance?
Well, yes, you can do whatever you want in your life. That's what I'm saying. I mean, but, you know, I don't think kid shaming is the way to go with the barber in Atlanta.
I agree, but let's leave gender out of it.
For sure. And, you know, he would never do this to his daughter. And so therefore you shouldn't do it to a boy either.
You notice it comes out of the South.
Well, you know, we've got some shocking things going on.
I hear your nervous laughter there. You know I'm right.
I don't know. I mean, weren't you shocked at the...
Do you hear about this from North Dakota? Or?
No. Weren't you shocked by what came out of the Archdiocese of San Francisco?
No, none of that.
This week.
Bemused, maybe, but not shocked.
Well, great. Thank you.
It's time to walk away from this nonsense.
Well, and we shall. All right. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So, coming up here, we have some news on... Well, the showbiz drama and trauma, jeez, with the Grammys 2 days away, And this would be the third anniversary of the passing of the beloved Whitney Houston, who, you know, was found dead in the bathtub. She died. Are we ready to say the family of Bobby Brown and Whitney's daughter to pull the plug? Yeah, on Bobby Christina. We have an update on that story. I mean, so here's the story. Is it emerging? The latest is there is a foul play criminal investigation underway with the boyfriend being targeted. There's an active criminal investigation underway in Georgia in the Bobby Christina case that centers on possible foul play, and the target is the boyfriend. And law enforcement sources tell us Bobby Christina had certain injuries that have piqued their interest. And they don't know the nature of the injuries, but many people tell TMZ there's a history of violence between Bobby Christina and the boyfriend, Nick Gordon. But, you know, we're also told the police are looking into a possible altercation more than an hour before Bobby Christina was found submerged in that bathtub. I mean, this is an ugly story. We're told that Max Lomas, who discovered Bobby Christina in the tub, arrived at around 9 a.m. last Saturday. He hung out with Nick and did not see Bobby Christina. He was told she was in the bedroom and Nick wandered away. And Max says he didn't pay attention to the whereabouts. And the cable guy showed up around 10, and Max let him in. Nick was nowhere to be seen. The cable dude did his thing, and I guess he needed to be let into the bedroom. And that's when they discovered Bobby Christina in that tub. And he screamed for Nick, who ran in and administered CPR. And the cops interviewed both of them. And now they want to debrief Max again, but law enforcement sources say Max's lawyer insisted on immunity before he spoke again. So what's going to happen with this? We'll have an update on that. And also the late night, late show wrap up. And we've got, would you do this? Are you down with the fly and drive thing with San Jose Airport? If you haven't heard about it, we'll tell you about it coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.